Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here on a Thursday on Willard and Dibs at 95.7 The Game. We always love when we get a chance to catch up with this guy, Forever Giant, of course, joining us on the River Islands guest line. It's none other than Matt Cain. And Matt, of course, the Giants for the first time in like 3 weeks scored over 5 runs last night. And when the Giants score runs, I just think of Matt Cain because that's what they did so well for you through the year. So what a great day to have you on.
Definitely, you know. No, it was nice to see that they were to pull it off. I haven't been over paying attention, but it was nice to see that they were able to scratch some across and pull that one out.
Well, no doubt. Just to kind of let you know, this was the second longest run since coming to San Francisco of the team not scoring more than 4 runs in a game. I think it was a total of 16 straight games. I wonder, I mean, you've been asked this 1,000 times, but how sort of mentally, how does a team handle it when a pitching staff is rolling and the other side is not?
I mean, sadly, it's just a part of the game because there's other times where it goes in reverse. It's tough. You know, I know that the hitters are just jamming themselves up. They're trying to make anything possible work. You know, they would hope they would go up there on the opposite side of the plate and try to get hits if they could. So it's just a part of the game, and you start to find out like how deep, you know, of a group you are, and how well you can stick together, because once you start pointing fingers, then it's never good. So, you know, you just got to keep knowing that the other guys are doing what they've got to do, and it'll roll around.
Is it human nature for a pitcher in that spot to press? And I mean, you have too much experience of, you know, getting caned where the offense wouldn't come through. When you have a stretch like this, do pitchers just naturally press and try to do too much?
Yeah, you can. You start to realize that, you know, there are, you know, key situations during the game that you feel like you need to keep them under control. You know, so that's where I think, though, that we really did the way that we ended up playing for so many years. It helped us when we got into big situations down the stretch in the playoff games, because that was our style of playing. No matter what, we were used to playing consistent tight run ball games. And that's usually what the playoffs are. They're usually, you know, 3-2, you'll get the blowouts here and there, but I mean, you've just got to be prepared for those. And that was just our lifestyle when we played. So I think it really benefited us when we got into the playoffs.
Matty, you just heard Dibs do it. He said when someone gets Matt caned, how does it grab you that your name is a nickname for losing a game 1-0?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's funny now.
It was now.
It was semi funny then, but I mean, it was. And hey, we got the job done when we needed to get it done.
Yep.
So hey, it all works out, and Totally fine.
Hey, this is a big thing with the team right now. There's a young hotshot who just got called up to AAA, Bryce Eldridge. He's only 20 years old. In a general sense, what is sort of the moment that you feel someone is ready? You know, like how do you go about judging something like that?
I don't know. For me, I was able, or I felt like I was closer to being ready, is when I could actually start making the adjustments, pitch to pitch within an at bat, with guys. And I could start to see that they were trying to adjust, with me. And I was actually able to, execute that. So I think it'd be the same thing with the hitters is if, hey, I don't have a standard approach, and then I need the hitter can go up there, and he's a guy that maybe tries to launch for doubles or homers early on, and then he changes his swing or whatever the guy's style is, or he's adapting to the pitcher. That's when I think guys are really ready. And that's not, I wouldn't say that's everyone, because I think then you have the really special guys like a Buster or, I'm just blanking kind of on some, but you have those guys that can adjust to the pitcher, you know, pitch to pitch and really go along with that. And then you have other guys that can just make pitchers, you know, if they make mistakes, well, they're just going to execute it. So it's a little bit, I guess it's hard to kind of really say, but for me, it was when I was able to actually adjust pretty close to pitch. And so I could see what the hitter was trying to do in the at-bat.
Yeah, and you were young when you debuted, not even quite 21, but I want to take you back to when Buster really came up, not the cup of coffee at the end of the 09 season, but 2010. How did you know, or how quickly did you know that Buster Posey was absolutely the real deal?
I think it was just the way he called the game. I think that was what really, I think, set it in stone is he was back there controlling the game. You had full confidence in him. And you knew he was always going to hit. That was never going to be an issue. And so I think that's when we all knew is the fact that he could handle the staff. And, you know, he went out there and had confidence in it. And then it showed.
Matt Cain with us here on Willard and Dibbs at 95.7 The Game. I wonder if there's even a more general way of answering that. Like Mad Bum, too, 2010, 21 years old, comes up. When guys like that arrive, do you see it as you're a veteran by then? Do you see it right away, or what's the process until you know you've got a really good big leaguer there?
Yeah, I saw Bum. I knew it early with Bum, at least from just what I saw. Was in spring training, and I feel like I've told the story. But it, you know, when he was facing the Dodgers the first time, his spring training start came on. I'm pretty sure he came over from the minor league side, and you could just see his presence on the mound and the way he carried himself. That he was going to be able to compete, wasn't scared of whoever he was looking at in the batter's box trying to face Manny Ramirez. It didn't matter. And then you saw the stuff that was there.
And you look at this pitching staff now, and they've got, you know, a couple of good young arms. Kyle Harrison feels like one of the
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The older pitchers, what's the adjustment period or the learning curve when you get up to the bigs? Is it really getting to that second time, not through a lineup, but when you face a team for the second time, is that really where it gets more difficult?
Yeah, I believe it is. I really do believe once they've got a look at you and they've got a little bit of a book in the big leagues, that's when you're going to really have to figure out if you can stick around or not. You know, I thought I was all special in 2005. I had a good month, and it proved me wrong in the first month in 2006. So you start to get they get a little bit of knowledge, and they catch on really, really fast there.
Matt, one thing I'm guessing a little bit, but one thing I really noticed with Buster Posey taking over as the president of baseball operations and the signing of Willy Adames is in a way, Matt Chapman to an extension too, he wanted to sort of replicate in the clubhouse maybe a little bit of what his role was when he played. Can you describe that? Like what was Buster's role in the clubhouse on that team? What does it do for a team?
I think Buster's role was in the clubhouse. He wasn't overly talkative with everyone, but he always connected with guys. So it's like, you know, you wouldn't hear him. He wasn't, you know, making speeches and doing this and that. But he was always checking in with guys, figuring out where they were. And he was always plotting. I mean, that was just what he did. So he was always trying to figure out ways that the game would help out guys and maybe mention the stuff to them. I think it was just maybe his presence, just going around and doing his work and getting stuff done. He was always, it was funny because you wouldn't think that he might have an answer when you go and ask him something random, and he had already thought about it. So I think that was what made him special, is you're like, well, wait a minute, how I just started thinking about this, and it seems like you've thought about it for a week, you know? So that was what's cool about him.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that. He was always plotting. Like, what to what level? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, he's a guy that is not he's satisfied with winning, but he's always seeing that, hey, these other guys are going to figure it out. How can we keep continuing to improve? And it's not just be a one-trick pony all the time. So I think that's where he was always trying to see what he could do to help himself out at the plate or behind the plate to be able to get guys to do it as well. So he's always getting creative.
How does that leadership in the clubhouse evolve? Because Buster, obviously a natural leader, but when you come up as a rook in 2010, you probably don't take the mantle. How do those things really come about on a team?
I mean, I think he kind of had to, though. I mean, he just stepped right into it, really, because I think being a catcher, you almost do jump right into a leadership role. It's just weird. I mean, he's responsible, but he's not responsible, but, you know, for 12 adults, sort of, that are out there on the mound. You know, I mean, besides Affelt, we're all adults.
That's well said. We'll make sure we send that along to Jeremy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Matt came with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Matt, do you sort of see any, like, how would you compare yourself and Logan Webb? Do you see any overlap there?
Yeah, I think he loves to compete. He's not afraid to attack hitters in any count, in any situation. And that's what I really always wanted to do, is to say, hey, I'm not going to walk you. I'm going to try to make you do your job. And if you get me, you get me. But I feel like I've got confidence in, you know, all four of my pitches that I can get you out. So, you know, let's battle it out.
Yeah, you'd love to see it. And he throws such a great sinker, and he always seems to give you, you know, six and a third, which nowadays is like eight innings back when you pitched.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's what I do love about him, is he does not want to come out of the game. He doesn't want to go out there and you know, go five innings or whatever it is, and he wants to eat up innings and save the guys in the bullpen.
Matt, I got this question. Justin Verlander and you both started your career in 05. He's on the team right now. Why aren't you?
I mean, maybe I'll just go get some surgery from Akazuki and we'll see what happens.
Okay, there it is. We got it figured out.
New elbow, new shoulder? What are we talking about here?
More depth. We'll take it.
Probably need a new elbow. We'll see what the shoulder does. I've given it enough time off, right?
No, Can you believe that, though? I mean, in his early 40s, can you believe he's still doing this?
No, it's insane. No, I have a huge amount of respect for what Justin's doing, and to see what he's not just doing it to do it. He's doing it at an extremely high level, and it's very, very impressive. No, I I'm honored to be able to compete against him, and I even tip my hat even more to see that he's doing it this long, because physically it's not easy, mentally it's not easy, and then just the whole entire lifestyle is not easy. So,
and what's that like for a young staff to have a vet in there? How much of an impact can he really make as far as, you know, helping these young guys learn the ropes?
I mean, he can help a ton. I think he's got so much knowledge, and he's seen so many guys. He's played with so many guys, so he's got a wealth of knowledge. So I think it's just a matter of if anybody wants to go up and chat with him. He's probably, for the most part, seen it all, and he's continuing to learn, and that's what makes him impressive.
Maddie, I want to go back to a comment you made earlier in this conversation when you sort of referenced these close, low-scoring games. Sure, they can be hard in the regular season, but they help you in the postseason. I wonder... is it fair to say then, looking at this National League West, the big boppers with the Dodgers, the Padres are a little bit of a hybrid, and then here's the Giants, and they look a lot like your old teams. So does that give you some sort of a, like, if they make the playoffs, I'd be really optimistic kind of a feel?
Oh, for sure. No, I think that, no, they would be very, very scary, if they make the playoffs. And I think everybody would be very in the know of that one, because of the staff that they're going to have to go up against.
And they've got a manager who seems to be kind of cut from the same cloth as yours, Bruce Bochy. Bob Melvin, you know, a guy who's been around for a long, long time. How much does that help the pitching staff to have somebody who has been there and done that and maybe will give guys a little bit more leash in the clutch?
Yeah, and I think that's what you do need, because it becomes a really big managing game when you get to the playoffs. Those guys have to go from their gut. They have to be able to, you know, read out, hey, is my guy going to be able to stay in there? Do I need to pinch hit? Do I need to, you know, what do I need to do? And the managers, I think, really, really earn their money and in the playoffs. And that's where Bob is, you know, he's going to be tremendous at it.
Matt, I want to ask you also about the defense of Matt Chapman over at third base. Our producer, Lucas, says it's the best defensive Giant he's ever watched in his entire life. So first of all, we want to know, how do you think Brandon Crawford would take that comment? But secondly, what is that like to have a guy like that in your infield?
Well, did he say third base or did he say the infield?
No, he said the best defensive Giant he's ever watched with his own two eyes. So that's any position.
I mean, it's personal opinion, I guess. Everybody's got their opinion, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can Gregor Blanco him right now if you want.
It'd be really hard. I mean, I saw just being able to play with Craw. It's hard to say that there's much better, but I mean, it doesn't take. Chapman's doing he's always done an amazing job at third, and he covers a ton of ground. So, I mean, those two guys. It's a great argument to have. So, both of those. Just let them have it. Either one.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
Yeah, fair
Thanks,
enough.
Kane,
yeah.
I appreciate
fair
it.
Enough. Matt Cain, everyone. Hey, Matt, always fun to catch up. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate it, guys.
There it is, Matt Cain. Cainer. But you got to be careful saying people get Matt Cained.
Yeah.
That is a weird, like, I loved his answer when we're like, how does it feel that, like, your name means to lose 1-0? And he's like, well, it's funny now.
Right. Probably wasn't funny then.
Nope.
When it was happening.
Not so funny then.
Yeah.
Anyway, really fun to catch up with him. And then along with that, just kind of in the Giants conversation. And again, let's open it back up to you all if you want to weigh in on last night. And Elliot Ramos over there at second base. 888-957-9570. I'd also throw this out there. Baseball needs to know, and I don't think there's any going back, and so it's really, really too bad, but baseball needs to know that the balanced schedule sucks.
Oh, yeah. I've thought it from day one.
You have.
It's ridiculous.
You've said it all along, but I would like to now give people a tangible reason as to why. You have probably noticed. We have probably noticed. All of a sudden this week, there is an uptick in...
It's an uptick.
There you go. There's an uptick. An actual uptick of engagement, of interest, of excitement about the San Francisco Giants. Gee, I wonder why that is. Now, you could think of multiple reasons. One, it's the frustration that was taking place because of the lack of runs. Two, you've had three games that have all been one-run games, and two of them went to extra innings and all of that. But I'd offer a different reason. It's because the Padres are here. The Padres are here. And the Giants will go to L.A. next week and play the Dodgers. And it's bananas that as of June 5th, you know what their record is against the Dodgers this year?
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's the same as the Dodgers' record against them.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's 0-0. That should not be. That should not. We should not be sitting here in a J month having had the Giants and Dodgers not see one another yet. And so you could talk about the geography of it, the fairness of it. You can do whatever you want. But what baseball, to me, needs to be thinking about is the interest in it. And when the Giants are welcoming, whether it's the Twins or the Marlins, or how many times did the who came
the
here?
Reds.
The Reds.
They
right?
played the Reds in six of the first 12 games. It was against Cincinnati.
Yeah. This suddenly, and you can see it in the stands. You can see it in the stands all week long. The crowds are strong. You got to go back to having more of this. This is the good stuff.
And it's not only for the Giants, it's for every team.
Everybody.
And baseball is such a regional sport that, you know, I'm not going to be as interested when, you know, you got Kansas City in town or the Cleveland Guardians. Whether or not they're a good team, you want to be able to see your team. And one thing I've noticed about these games here at Oracle Park is there's a lot of Padre fans because,
for sure,
you know, people who are either from San Diego or live here now or maybe travel up to see it. You get a lot more of a buzz just by playing these familiar teams. When the Dodgers come in, you know it's going to be a lot more blue than you want, and we'll probably do a whole show on it. And it'll be less blue this year than I think last year, but it's going to be raucous crowds, packed houses, and you only get it, what, for six games this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I still don't even know when they come here. Like, the Giants are going there
it's
next
August,
week.
I thought.
August?
No, July 11th to 13th.
There you go. That's what I'm asking. Yep. When do the Dodgers? July 11th.
And then September 12th, 13th, and 14th. And that's it. Well, and then you do go four to L.A. at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was 12 games that you played against your division, but I guess it's a little bit more than that. Must be 13.
Yeah, 13 against some of them.
Because it used to be 19.
Right.
You'd play 19 against the other four in your division, and that'd be 76 of your 162, and then, you know, you balanced it out every year. I do think it's good that you get to play every team every year. Like, you don't have to wait 4 years to see the Yankees in that interleague. But
I got you.
They've got to find a way to balance it out in the other direction so that you get more than 12 or 13 games against your division.
No, yeah, I get it. Like, you know, a couple weeks from now, Boston's going to be here. That's going to be a big deal. You know, if you're a Boston fan, I know that they're going to be very, very well represented in the ballpark that weekend, and so that's a circle type series, and so you're right, you'll get more of those. But bottom line for me is, like, one of the through the first 60 games, this is not the only reason, but one of the reasons, because I think the crowds have been good, good, the record has been good, so I don't think the Giants are like suffering, but the buzz is lacking a little bit, the engagement is lacking a little bit. And if you start thinking, I know they went to Chicago, that's cool, but if I read to you who's been here.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so like Seattle and Cincinnati, those are the first two.
Right, and in terms of buzz, with the Dodgers being a 10, and I'll just say Tampa being a 1, just to pick on Tampa.
Yep.
I would say Seattle's probably a 4 on the buzz.
Even that's.
And Cincinnati's probably a 3.
Yeah, I mean, other than Ellie De La Cruz, there's absolutely nothing to see there at all. And then, you know, you think about this from the perspective of the next series, Milwaukee, and then you had Texas. Come to the ballpark.
Right, but still, so, that's not, outside of the skipper, you
right,
know.
Right, that's circumstantial and kind of different. Then the Rockies came. And then the Diamondbacks came. Then the A's.
Okay.
Okay. The Royals came. And then here we are. The Padres are here. This is, I would argue, I mean, outside of the obvious, which is the A's, which is quirky and emotional and all of that stuff. But outside of that, this is the first one. This is the first one where you're like, this is a good opponent. This is an opponent that matters. These are division games. all of that stuff.
Well, even the Rockies, like that, yeah, I mean, that would be something if they were not historically bad.
Right.
But still, it wouldn't be as buzzworthy as the A's for sure, even though
definitely not.
Play Colorado 13 times and they're in your division and all the rest of it. But you got to find a way to strike a balance between the two extremes, because this balanced schedule, it's not a balanced schedule, first of all. It's a kind of balanced schedule. A truly balanced schedule would be you play like 7 games against the other 31, and that's too many games even of itself right there. So you'll never have that in baseball, so why even try?
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. When's the last time you can remember a moment that maybe hit your heart the way it did when Elliot Ramos got to second base and started screaming at his teammates last night? When's the last time the Giants kind of felt that emotional, maybe that compelling? For me, I haven't seen a moment like that that kind of landed with me that way in at least a couple years. We'll take some calls on that, 888-957-9570. We are going to get you ready for the NBA Finals. We got some things to get to there. Oh, you know what we should do next? We should do Bryce Watch. Let's do Bryce Watch coming up next. Want to know what Bryce Eldridge did down on the farm? We'll tell you next on Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.